Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 404. We have some testimonies, we've got music, we've got a strong and powerful message from the Lord, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Heavenly Father. And I know that He already knows what I'm going to pray, because I'm going to let Him do the praying through me, because that's the way the Lord wants it to be. He wants to do the work in us. And I know that Jesus is abiding in me with His Father by the Spirit. And therefore, you can't get any closer than that, Father, than for you to be in us. You used to walk next to your disciples sometimes. Sometimes you'd be praying by yourself on a mountaintop. Sometimes you'd be walking on the water by yourself. And we could take a test in the church to see how many people can walk on water. And I just wonder how many people that call themselves Christians can walk on water to close heaven or to make heaven bring forth water. There was a man in the Old Testament, Father, that they were saying that everything that it was happening was of their own power, and that they did not need God. So Elijah was told by the Lord to pray to have the water shut off for 3.5 years, and he did it. Oh, that can happen? Yes, and not only can it happen, it did. And the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this contract that you've made with us, Lord, the new covenant, shows us that we have to not sin anymore, and we have to do what you say, because it's a contract that you made between us in your blood. And if we enter into contract with you, then we vow to you that we're going to walk after you. We're not going to be following after devils, but we suddenly come to a realization that we're going to die one of these days. And so you stated it's better for us to die out to our old ways here, that we may have you living and working in and through us to do your will. Jesus, you said, I do the will of my Father. I don't do my own will. It's not my will is to do the will of the Father. And the Father is the Word. Jesus is the Word. Jesus said He was the Father. Because He said that because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one God. And I've written a piece of literature, Father, The Oneness of God. And if anyone wants a copy of it, we'd be glad to send it to them, as well as the Messiah book, a Bible if they need it, and hundreds of pieces of literature that I've written. And there are many people that want to start universities with that literature. There's like volumes of things that I've written by you telling me what to write. Lord, open the windows. Take over everything in this service. You're in us, those of us that are born again of the Spirit, those of us that were once born in the Word in that world, and now we did what you told Nicodemus that we must do. We have been born again. But if we sin after that willingly, then we cannot be born again. You're just born twice in this world. Once from our mother's womb, and once into you, Jesus. So, Lord, we pray that you make this message very plain. The plainness, the simplicity of the gospel has always stumbled people that think they're wise, these supposed to be scientists and these shrinks. Father, that the souls may be saved in the world and come into the body of Christ and give up the old works so that they can Sabbath 7 days a week In other words, rest in you, and you do your work along with our human bodies. And that the church be strengthened in Jesus' name, we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, here is the Alamo Christian Brothers Quintet to sing for you, I've Got My Ticket. God. That's our quintet. I recorded them several years ago in Nashville, Tennessee. I produced, directed the LP, and I'm proud of it. These boys can really sing. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, we have some testimonials here. Let's make that quick. I got a big message here, a big one, a real big one about the... I'll just save that for you. We're going to vote. We're going to vote on whether you're going to vote on whether you're going to hear the voice of God or whether you're going to keep listening to the voice of the devil. You're going to spend eternity with whoever's voice you're listening to. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so here's a voice of a couple of people here that were saved, amen, from this church. Okay, let me hear it.
The first one's from Los Angeles, California. Dear Pastor Tony, I thought you might want to hear my testimony. I don't know why I have not given it to you before. I have been working at the church properties since 1988 and have had several run-ins with the authorities for the Lord's work. And not just at this church, but at every church. The media and the government just do not want the Lord's work to be done so they can continue with Satan's work.
Or that he doesn't want their word, the word of God preached. Because the Word of God is totally against the world system as we know it today. The false prophet in Rome, the devil, who gives him his power, and the government and the media. You just see the media just misguiding you. You know, you people out there, you'd be do well to not listen to the History Channel when they're talking about God. They say so many wrong things that I disbelieve everything they say. You know, they might throw a little truth in there to make it look like they're telling the truth about everything. But that's just the same way. The other day we just came up to the bank, informed us that we deposited with them, among many other bills, a phony, a counterfeit $100 bill. And they wouldn't let us have it because the guy was going to just put it, you know, frame it. But no, every one of them have to be turned over to the gendarmes. The Pope has to look at it closely to see, and then he'll do a diligent search to find out which one of his boys are doing the counterfeiting. Amen? Because the Bible says that every evil thing that's happening on the earth is coming out of Rome. Okay? And if you don't believe that, well, then you're not keeping the contract with the Lord because you're listening to Satan. And you're going to spend eternity with him. So the Bible says to listen to God. Amen?
Amen.
And do what he says. Don't just say things that the Bible says, but also do them. James, the book of James, the half-brother of Jesus, stated that, he says, you say that you have faith. He says, I'll show you my faith by my works. Amen?
Amen.
And then he says that faith without works is dead. In other words, you don't have faith at all if you don't do the works. And that's the truth. Now, I've told you what God said through the Holy Spirit, through his prophet. And if you don't believe that, well, then you're listening big time to Satan. And whether you believe it or not, you're going to spend eternity with him. When I had the vision, it was like not of hell, but the glimmer of it on the wall. And I heard the voices down there saying, oh, my God, it really is true. It really is. Oh, and we're here, and we're here forever. Oh, my God. You know, it was like they were, it was, you could feel the utter frustration, and the power of the heat was keeping those souls in hell. And there's no possible way to get out. And there's no medicine there or painkillers or anything like that. It's cold, cold, colder than cold turkey. You just really have to, that's it. And biting the bullet won't do you any good because that won't take the pain away. Every inch, every cuter of your body is going to be going through hell, fire, eternally. And so it pays to pay attention to what God says and to ignore, completely rebuke everything that Satan is telling you. Amen?
Amen.
All right, and so salvation belongs to us so long. As long as we keep the new covenant, the new contract, the new deal that God made with everybody. He'll save your soul, but you must continue on in keeping his commandments. Otherwise, there's, like I said before, there's a starting line in salvation, and that you have to go down the road, the straight and narrow path, into the end of the race. So there's every race, there's a beginning where they fire the gun and say, okay, start running. And then you have to go around the track and go to the finish line. Otherwise, only those who finish shall enter the kingdom of heaven, the Lord said. People that start and then don't finish, the Bible says that the Lord finds no pleasure in them, and he's not going to let them in. So only those that continue on to the end shall be saved. Okay, let's finish this man's testimony.
I know of only one church that truly works for the Lord as hard as described in the scriptures as this church. Please continue to pray for me as I work with the government agencies to allow God's work to continue at the church properties uninterrupted.
Boy, we've been wrestling with the government for years on this property in Los Angeles because they want it. They don't want us to house Christians that preach the gospel. And they've been persecuting us. Now, you notice that none of the convents, the Catholic convents, or the nunneries, or any of these places are persecuted at all. Not at all. They even have found bodies of dead children that the impregnated nuns have had. And they just, as soon as they're born, they throw them down on a dirt floor in the basement of these huge monasteries. And we have pictures of their little skeletons in there. And according to the History Channel, well, like I said, they tell some truth. They say that the Catholic nunneries were the first whorehouses, the first houses of prostitution. And so, like I said, a counterfeit bill has to look real, you know. Otherwise, it's not a counterfeit. It's a joke. If they made a $101 bill, that's a joke, amen?
Amen.
And so we know that this is no joke. When the Lord tells you something, that's not a joke. Now, okay, let's continue reading this testimony.
I grew up in a home where the love of God was abundant. My mother and grandmother prayed for me and my sister and two brothers daily. My father was an evil man. He beat us bloody and even tried to kill us several times. I remember two times so vividly as if it were yesterday. One of several times, he set the house on fire while we slept. My mother was in prayer, and he thought she was asleep, and she was able to get us out safely. Then, shortly after that, we were in the living room praying for him when he arrived home, and he poured gasoline on us and the house and set the house on fire.
This is happening, you know, things like this today. People are murdering their own children. The Bible says in the last days, the love of God would wax cold. People would be chilly. They hate people that preach the gospel. They snap at them and they bring false accusations against them because they don't want you to hear their message. There's been so many hundreds and thousands of accusations and false charges placed on me that I couldn't even remember them all. The only thing that they haven't accused me of is killing Bambi's mother. And I was so far away from the Manson thing that they didn't accuse me of that. But I'm in the gospel field. All I'm doing is helping people and by the gospel. And I'm letting God lead, guide, and direct me. And I'm listening to his voice, and I've been listening to his voice for years. And every time I do, good things happen. He swerves me from total destruction. And when he tells me to let people in, it's getting to the point that you don't know who you're letting in your church. And when I find out if somebody is not of the Lord, I do what the Lord says. I put them out of the church because there's people that like to join churches to undermine them, to destroy them. And they come in the form of little children. It's just like these Arabs, these Palestinians. They wire their children with dynamite. And they have them walk into a mall, and then they got some kind of a device where they trigger it, and it kills the child. These are child abusers of the worst sort. But, you know, even if a child just is so unruly that you can't do anything with them, I'll put the whole family out. Because God is going to have a church, a real church here on this earth. And if people don't appreciate it, if the children don't appreciate it, you got to go. It's like the unsaved people say, but the Lord says the same thing. It's either his way or the highway.
Amen.
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 Or his way, or this doesn't rhyme, it's the Lord's way or the dumpster. Amen?
Amen.
His way or the pit of hell and the lake of fire.
Amen.
Okay, so continue on with this man's testimony.
We did not burn, and the flames went out in the house. We saw God work a miracle right before our eyes. Another time was when my father took us children to the desert and built a fire. He had us children stand before the flames as he threw bullets into the fire. My sister and I felt bullets pass by our heads as we all were joined together in prayer to our Father who art in heaven.
Well, according to the devil talking to him, he said, well, you're just getting them ready for war. You don't get that humor? Okay. I'm getting them ready to go to Vietnam or someplace. This is a sick man. Amen?
Amen.
You don't raise your children that way. Then what else?
Yes, my true father is in heaven. My mother taught us how to have a personal relationship with God, how God is our father, and how much he loves us. I know my God is a living God because I talk with him and have a very personal relationship with him. He has given me gifts of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, love, forgiveness, and many other gifts. The most important is the gift of salvation, the gift of the blood of Jesus Christ. I have not always been the Christian God wants me to be, but I have been forgiven of my sins and washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank God for my salvation, my family, my mother who introduced me to my Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. I also thank God for my talents as a builder and manager in constructing things. I have had no contact with my earthly father for 40 years. He recently died. I don't know if he ever came to know the Lord, but I did pray often for his salvation. As evil as he was, Jesus still died on the cross for him too. I thought you might want to know
this.
Well,
he died on the cross for him, but if he doesn't do what the Lord says, he just rejected the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So a lot of people are making excuses for people that there's no excuse, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Because there's Bibles everywhere. They're close to you. And you can read them and see if the Lord allows you to torture your children. He tells you not even to aggravate them. Amen?
Amen.
And then what?
I felt led to share this with you. You may share it with others. God bless Lee, a soldier in the Lord's army.
Praise the Lord. Okay, who else do you have one from?
From Annandale, Virginia.
Okay.
Dear sir, I heard your wonderful program this morning on WWCR.
Incidentally, I don't solicit any of these letters. I hear other preachers on television saying, well, write us and tell us, you know, what you think about our program. I don't do that at all.
Amen.
Okay. If you write letters, great. You know, that's fine. And I'm glad to hear that people get saved and everything. And it really encourages me. And I believe it encourages everybody at our church that is really of the Lord. There isn't a church that I know of that doesn't have satanic people in it. Jesus had, out of 12 people, he had one satanic person. We've got literally hundreds of thousands of people in our churches, my churches throughout the world, and maybe millions. It seems. I know that we have our website church is between 70 and 250,000 strong just every week. It's a whole different bunch of people, or they are the same ones wanting to listen to new messages that I've given. But I don't solicit that. There's no telling how many millions are saved on the streets because we're out on the streets. This is a street ministry. All right?
Amen.
We're humble like the Lord. The Lord went out into the highways and hedges, out into the streets, on the mountaintops, on the hillsides, and preached the gospel. And that's what we do, okay?
Amen.
And a lot of people just think, well, why do you do that? Because a lot of people don't believe it anyway. Well, the reason I do is because the Lord said to, primarily, and then after, not only that, I get the same credit for preaching to people whether they believe it or not. Amen?
Amen.
If you want to believe the bad things that people say about this church and about Jesus, that'll be on you because you're believing the devil. You're listening to him more than you are the Word of God. Now, if you listen to the Word of God, you'll be saved. But if you listen to Satan, you're not going to be saved at all. Saved from what? Saved from hell and the lake of fire. Bunky. Okay, then what?
Amen. Thanks for your teaching. I don't get to hear you as often as I would like, though. That makes it more precious the time I do hear you. Bless you for being on the air. Sincerely, Mark from Annandale, Virginia.
Praise the Lord. Now, God said that Satan needed a church and government. Amen?
Amen.
You got to listen to the Lord, that he is your master. That is, if you yield yourself unto him. But there are two masters, the Lord said. He says, don't fear him. I heard a minister on the air saying, Satan can't kill you. Jesus said, Satan can kill you. Amen?
Amen.
So, I mean, I just like to set the record straight, you know, from the Word of God. They think that that'll make more people get into the body of Christ, but then people finally start reading the Word of God and know that they were led by a liar. Yes, Jesus said Satan can kill you, but don't fear him who can kill your body, but fear him who can kill your body and send your soul to hell. Satan cannot send your soul to hell. He can kill you, but not send your soul to hell. And that's what the comfort is that I know that if I'm saved and keeping the new covenant, if I'm keeping the new covenant, which means you can't commit sin, because if you commit one sin, you've committed them all. And if you don't commit sin, if you don't walk in the flesh, well, then you're walking by the Spirit. And God does not condemn those that walk after the Spirit. He condemns those that walk after the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
You can see that in Romans 8, 1. Chapter 8, verse 1. He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them, not because ye are not of God. That's John 8, 47. Read it real fast. Can you get there quick? You listen to the Word of God because you are of God. You listen to him not because you're not of God. You listen to him because you're of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read that.
He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear.
Okay, now if people say they're keep, you know very good and well that you have to keep the covenant, the first, the new covenant. That means you gotta hear the word and then do it. Amen?
Amen.
So read that line again.
He that is of God heareth God's words.
Okay, and it's not the hearers, the Bible said, that receive eternal life in heaven. It's those that hear and do what they hear from God's word. When you're reading the word, you're hearing it. And if you say, I don't swallow that, I don't go for this, I don't go for that, you're lost, okay?
Amen.
And you're going to stay lost. Read that again.
He that is of God heareth God's words.
That's right. Then what?
Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
Yeah, people that hear the word of God and then don't do what he says, they're not of God. And if they're not of God, you can't stay at this church, because God is going to have one station on this earth. Amen?
Amen.
There could be thousands, millions of churches, but God, these people, a lot of them don't let God live in their church. But in this church, God lives here. Okay?
Amen.
And you will keep the commandments here, or you will not be here. Okay? Because if God is not going to let you in heaven, I'm not going to let you in the church.
Amen.
All right? And they say, well, you won't be able to do as well if I'm gone. Oh, yes, you will, because God always honors me when I keep his commandments.
Amen.
Even though I think, we need this cook or something, but he's over there doubling up his fists and threatening somebody. That hasn't happened for a long time. We had one that was a electrician that was doubling up his fists at brothers for no reason at all. And he was just put out 2 days ago. Amen?
Amen.
On the bus. And he was at the church. He's been at the church for several years. But something happened. He didn't continue the race. Well, after all, he put in all those years. He should have mercy. Not here. Okay?
Amen.
If God is not going to, why should I let him be in there and have him be a menace to the people that are living there? They're afraid of him because he's going to beat them up. And so they'll leave. And I'd rather throw the devil out and let the good people stay. Amen?
Amen.
Now that isn't my philosophy. That philosophy comes from above. Amen?
Amen.
From heaven. By Satan's cunningly disguising himself as a special agent of light from God, and that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. He never got back to it. Go ahead.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Yeah, but read the next verse after that.
Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
Yeah, so a lot of people in the world are ministers, but they're ministers of Satan. Amen?
Amen.
And you can see them in pulpits all over the world. You just turn on your television, you're going to see them. They're going to quote a lot of good scriptures, but then they slip in some bad ones. Like, God will just forgive you of sins past, present, and future. But the Bible doesn't say that. He says your former sins, and then also the sins of ignorance. If you ignorantly commit a sin that you didn't know that it was a sin, then you can be forgiven for that. But then if you do it again and again, well, then that's it. You know what you're doing. Yeah, the Bible says if you knowingly are committing sin, then there remains no more forgiveness. Okay?
Yes, sir.
But if you've done it ignorantly, you can still repent. And if I were you, I would. Amen?
Amen.
What's he say? Well, David did this. Hey, we're living in the New Testament now where Jesus lives in us. Jesus did not live in David because Jesus never lived in anyone until after he came into the world, lived a perfect human life, and with God in him, of course, and we have God in us if you're born again. So you can live a perfect life well without sinning. And he, faithful to the Lord, even to the death of the cross, was buried, resurrected, and ascended into heaven, became the life-giving spirit, and now he comes down into us. And so there is... read that 2 Corinthians 11:14.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
So now then, if a person, after they've been saved, and they start preaching false doctrine, and because they want a lot of people, they want to make a show, an open show, that look at all the people we have in this church. They're there because they're telling them it's all right to sin, and they're not really hitting the nail on the head. Okay? They're telling people God loves you no matter what, no matter who you are, he just loves you. No, here's what it really is. God loved you so much that he came down to earth as the Son of God and died for you and shed his blood. That's it, okay? And then he left the word here for you to study. And if you study it and then you get saved or you received it some way and then you continue sinning after that, he don't love you no more. He said God hates he hates people like that. Amen?
Amen.
And be better for you that you'd never heard the gospel than it would be that you've heard it over and over and over again, year after year, month after month, day after day, hour after hour, and then you turn on the Lord. You're just nothing but a devil. Amen?
Amen.
An angel of light disguising yourself as a Christian. This satanic spirit caused Eve to disregard the warnings from God. Is that what you're doing, disregarding the warning of God that there's a hell and a lake of fire? Okay, so they she disregarded the warnings from God. He, the Son, which he had commanded to them, one of his evening visits. Thus Satan, became Eve's master. She immediately became Satan's first evangelist and Adam her convert. Thus rulership of the world belonged to Satan because he chose to listen to Satan rather than to listen to God. And a wall of partition between God and man was fixed. The world was now dark, and communication between God and man was over, unless God's redemption instructions be followed exactly. Exactly. To the cuta. Right to the cuter. Exactly. And you hear these ministers saying, well, no one's perfect and no one can. You, when you're hearing people say that, you're looking right at the devil. He's a very good counterfeit. He might have preached a good message, but if he says that, he became a counterfeit, which is not spendable in the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And he conned you, and you believed it. Okay? That is, you are, you've got communication between God when you're saved. Unless God's redemptive instructions are followed. You must follow his instructions. Exactly. Amen?
Amen.
Well, that sounds like legalism. Well, yeah, the Antichrist is illegal, right?
Amen.
He's the lawless one, and the Lord is the legal one. Amen?
Amen.
Everything that God does is legal. Amen?
Amen?
That's why he has to go through all these changes to redeem the world again. And he wants to make sure that there's no phonies or counterfeits in his new kingdom, and therefore he allows them to be put through fire. Fuego. Amen?
Amen?
You're going to go through fire. And you better go through it. And we have to go through it. There isn't any ifs, ands, or maybes, or buts, because you have to do exactly. You have to, if you want communication with the Lord and be in heaven, you must follow the redemptive instructions exactly. They must be followed exactly. The plan of salvation was instituted, and it was called the plan of salvation. God's Son, God himself, must come to die, shed his blood, to show all humanity the awfulness of sin and the awfulness of hell in the lake of fire. If hell in the lake of fire wasn't so bad, then why did God have to come down and let himself be manhandled by a bunch of scum and then die and shed his blood for you? Because he wants you to know that he went through all that torture in place so that if you believe that, then you wouldn't have to be tortured worse than that. He went to hell, and he was tortured down there for you and I. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. He came here to show how awful sin is. Because that's why he died, to take away your sins so you could be acceptable in heaven. But if you thumb your nose at him, you're only acceptable into hell, in the lake of fire. Amen?
Amen?
And God won't hear you. You'll scream, and there'll be no mercy, because you've had no mercy to take the gospel to others that were not saved. Amen?
Amen.
So, another thing, too, is that God must show us these things by his unparalleled sacrifice, his unspeakable love for mankind that passes all understanding. Read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Now, I'm preaching from the Bible. Chapter 9, verse 15.
Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
Read the next verse.
That's the next chapter.
Okay, read the next chapter.
Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh.
Yeah, we're going to be, he says, so I'm going to really show you the anger of God if I'm there. If you think that I'm living according to the flesh, you're going to get smitten, just like Jesus did. Smite the people that were disobeying God. Burnt sacrificial offerings and altars were instituted in the Old Testament as a symbol for man to show by faith that God was going to send his only begotten Son along with himself, that's Christ, into this world to die for us So they portrayed it. It was a symbol, a type, a figure to take an animal and kill it. This is to show God that you believe that he's sending his son to shed his blood into this world. Amen?
Amen.
If you don't honor the blood, like Cain didn't, Abel gave a perfect sacrifice because he killed a lamb and put it on the altar, a burnt offering. But Cain put fruit and vegetables on there. There's no virtue of human blood or animal blood or the symbolism of Christ's blood. Amen?
Amen.
So therefore, God hated his sacrifice, and he loved the sacrifice of Abel. Cain got jealous because he kept he saw his brother being blessed by the Lord because he did what the Lord said. You know, when people pray to the Lord, they receive what they ask for, but there must be a clearance of all sins. And it isn't once a week or once every other day you go out and sin and then you come back and ask the Lord to do it. Pretty soon he cuts you off and without remedy. Yeah, you can't be reinstated with him at all. The heavens are shut up like brass to you. So he sent his only begotten son, Christ. If a man believed that God would surely send his only begotten son to die on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of the soul of mankind, of all the sins that are on that soul, then he was to show his belief by taking the beast, one of the lambs of the flock, his own flock, not to go to the temple and buy one. You have to take the very best, because the Son of God had no spot or blemish on him. There was no sin on him, so you have to take a perfect gift. And you people that like to give your scraps to the born-again Christians and hold back your finances, you'll go to hell for not supporting the Church of God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, that's, you're just money. No, I'm not interested in your money. I'm telling it for your own good. If you give money, you get 100 times more back. All right?
Amen.
If you give it to the right church. If you give it to one of these fly-by-nights that are preaching that, you know, God just loves you no matter what you do, you're going to be cursed. Okay? They'll tell you you're going to be blessed, but you'll see. So if you take one of the best, very best of your flock, one without spot or blemish, slay it, sprinkle its blood on the altar being a figure or a symbol or a type of man's heart. Your heart, your soul, the heart of you, your spirit has to be washed in the blood. You can't sin. That's worse than gambling, because you don't know when you're going to die. The life could be put out of you in a nanosecond. And you can't hold your soul inside of your body once God says, come up for judgment. And then he slams you down into hell. And then burn the sacrifices with fire by friction. Any other fire other than friction was like strange fire, like using a match or a candle that's already been lit. The smell of the offering would ascend to heaven as a sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord. This allowed God that this man, this shows God that this man loves God and believe God and not Satan, because he did get his sins forgiven because he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ before he came into the world. That was before the cross. Now we're looking back at the cross and we're saying, yea, Lord, we believe that. But we believe by faith that the blood of Jesus is going to be supplied on our soul. It's going to be applied and supplied. And therefore, we know we're forgiven of our sins. And we know that we hear God and that he hears us if we keep his commandments. And if we keep his commandments, then we can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God from heaven upon us, enabling us, making us able to keep his commandments. Amen?
Amen.
Because if we break one, the Holy Spirit is very precious, because if we break one commandment, we've broken them all. And so we really need to contend for the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, until we receive it. So God knows that this kind of a man that keeps all the commandments and sheds the blood of one of his prize animals, that this man loves and believes God and not Satan. Satan hated this plan of salvation because it ruined his plan to take everybody to hell. And it reunited man with God and took away Satan's lordship over him, over man. The wall of partition that separated the man from the other, one from the other, I mean God from man, is now had been a door into the kingdom of heaven. The belief that faith in God through Jesus Christ, who is the door. Jesus is the door into heaven. He's the way, the truth, and the life. The only truth in the entire universe, the only way into heaven, the only truth into heaven, and the only life into heaven is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the bright and morning star, the quote, I am. I am sending you, Moses, to Pharaoh, and I am the one that saves your soul, Jesus said. Amen?
Amen.
The Prince of Peace, the Lord is, the Prince of Life, the Savior, the Lord, the Creator of the world, and all that is therein, the author and finisher of our faith, is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And in him we are made complete, reunited with God. You can't get any better than that. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, Satan hated the plan of salvation that was set up for mankind for a second chance to be reunited to the Lord, to be reinstated with him, to be able to go up and talk to him boldly. Being sons of God, now we are able to boldly go up before the throne of God and talk to him. In the Old Testament, only the high priest, one man, was able to go up before the Lord and talk to him. Now, all of us that are born again of the Spirit become priests. Like high priests, we sit with Christ in heavenly places, and we're able to go up before God and boldly talk to him and bring our petitions. And the Lord, through James, stated, well, you ask, but you don't have because you ask amiss. Asking amiss means you're not keeping the commandments of the Lord. There's a middle wall of partition. The heavens are brass, and you can't get your prayer through to him. You don't have faith to believe that you're going to receive what you're asking for. Every one of the people on the face of the earth were on their way to hell, unless the plan of escape, which is called salvation or redemption, was presented properly in minute detail by concerned citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Concerned ones. Me being one of them, okay?
Amen.
I'm persecuted heavily because I bring the truth to you. No other reason.
Amen.
I haven't committed any crime.
Amen.
Except I disagree with the government saying that it's okay to kill, murder babies, and I disagree that that homosexuals should be married. This is an evil one-world government led by Vatican, which is led by the devil. So I'm a concerned one who had already found the way, the truth, and the life. I found Jesus. What about you, pal? Huh? Okay, God knows. The merciful, those of us that will take persecution to show God that, you know, we know that if we get killed, and Satan can kill, that we're keeping your commandments, and we're going to be in the kingdom of heaven if we continue on to the end. For I concern myself about others, and other Christians too, that do the same thing that we do. We concern ourselves about others who are mystified at how to obtain redemption or salvation or eternal life. And it is because Satan's mission to confuse the simplicity of the gospel. He had been successful in winning the world in the first place by satanic deception, disguised as an angel from heaven. And that was to further his success. He couldn't rule heaven. He got thrown out, so he came down here. He says, I'm dealing with a bunch of dummies made out of dirt. Amen?
Amen.
God blew his breath into him, and he sees Jesus coming down. And who does this guy think he is? I'm going to take him up on the cliff over here and tell him, you know, bow down before me. He sees him in the flesh. Come on, bow down before me. Worship me. But the Lord was steadfast. He didn't go for the hype. He says, thou shalt not worship anyone. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you worship. And we have to do the same thing. And I see that my time is up now. And, you know, if you want to get in on the kingdom of heaven and be there when the Lord comes back to earth, or whenever you go out to meet the Lord, well, then if I were you, I'd say this prayer before the Lord, because if you do, you will be saved. All right? You will be redeemed to the Lord. So say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy former sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood, my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word, you are the word, and you cannot lie, and your word said so. No matter how many sins I've committed, your word says you'd not turn anyone away. That includes me, therefore I know that you've heard me. And I know that you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I'm going to stay saved, Lord. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. Keep praising and thanking him. And Sharon, tell the people in Radio Land how they can receive a copy. Four different ways how to receive a copy of this program, number 404, which is absolutely free of charge.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. Well, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo again stating we have to continue. We have to go onward through this Christian life. We have to go through the whole process of it. It's a process. I mean, you start, and then you got to go the whole route. You have to go onward to the end. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message. And here I am, doing the best I can to sing Onward Christian Soldiers. Now, you all join together with this. All of you at home, sing it with me. Come on.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to